This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Afrei Lechin, Pesach Sheni. I have three important nekudos to bring out today. The first, we're going to speak about the lamdos of Pesach Sheni. If you could kindly open up your chumashim to Bamidbar, which parasha is Pesach Sheni in? Even if you just come out of here knowing what parasha Pesach Sheni is, and you know you already accomplished something. Okay, it's in Parshas Bahaloyscha. It's in Parak Tes. Let's begin with the story. The story goes like this. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the second year when they left Mitzrayim in the first month, saying, B'nai Yisrael should make the Karm Pesach at the right time, on the 14th day of Nisan, according to all the laws I told you. So Moshe taught it to Klal Yisrael. However, there were people who were Tamei, and they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach on that day. And they approached Moshe and they approached Aaron. And they said the famous words, Anachnu Tameim Lenefesh Adam. We are Tamei. Okay? We are Tamei. Now, by the way, if somebody could get me a Gemara Sukkah, does anybody know who were these people who were Tamei? Who were they? So some say the ones that carried the Aaron of Yosef. However, there is an opinion that it was none other than Mishael and El Tzafan. The Gemara in Sukkah says that this was Mishael and El Tzafan. What did they do? As we're going to see, they became Tamei in this week's Parsha. So it comes out, we're going to see something very interesting. This week's Parsha was the Goyreim of Pesach Sheni. You hear this? That's why it always... Okay, we're going to get into that. But now let's talk about the lamdos. So you have these people who are Tamei, and they said, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Why should we lose out? Just because we're Tamei, we can't bring the Karm Pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Tak, it's a good shayla. Imdu v'yeshma ma'yitzava Hashem lachem. You know what? I got to think about it. Let me see what Hashem has to say. So we have Hashem Moshe Leimar. Daber b'nei Yisrael Leimar. You should know, ish kiyia Tamei lanefesh, somebody who became Tamei, or is in a faraway journey, and he cannot bring the Karban Pesach, either because he's Tamei, or because he's in a faraway land. So we're giving you a second opportunity. On the 14th day of Iyar, okay? That's the story of Pesach Sheni. Got it? You had people, they were Tamei, they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. Hashem, they asked Moshe, no, it's not fair. It's not fair. Why can't we bring the Karban Pesach? Hashem said, so Moshe said, let me ask Hashem. Hashem said, Taka, you could do it next month. Stam, it's a pelatsuma. Imagine you came. You know, I'm lactose intolerant. It's not fair. I can't eat cheesecake on Shavuos. What should I do? Taka, you know what? You could eat meat. You know, you could have a meat kanish. You know, what's going on? I'm not going to be around Sukkot's time. I'm going to be in New Zealand. Okay, don't worry. On the 15th day of Cheshvan, you go sit in the Sukkah. Stam, the whole thing is a Pella. Where do we find in Kala Tarakula second chances? There are no second chances. Imagine a guy, he served Avodah Zarah. We warned him, don't do it. He says, it was not fair. I didn't realize you were attacking and going to kill me. I said, oh, don't worry. We'll give you another opportunity. There are no second chances. What? You mean make it up? You can push it off? Not Midai Raisa, not biblical fast days. You don't push off Yom Kippur. Midrabanan? Okay. But there it's like a second chance for somebody who didn't have the opportunity to do it. It's an interesting thing. Okay, look at Rashi. This is one of the most amazing Rashis in Chumash. I never knew this before until last night. Okay? Rashi, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud. It's a Rashi in Chumash. And on this Rashi, the Gedolei Olam jump in. Rashi says... You see it, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud. Pesach Sheni is a dichotomy. Matzah v'chametz imoy b'bayis. Matzah and chametz with him in the house. Ve'ein sham yamtuf. It's not a yamtuf. Ve'ein iser chametz. There's no prohibition of chametz. Ela imoy ba'achilasoy. Only while he's eating it. The simple reading of Rashi is, Pesach Sheni, you eat matzah, you could have chametz in the house, it's not a yamtuf, And the Isser of Chametz is only while you're eating it. Eating what? I guess the Karban Pesach. So the Pashat reading of Rashi is that there is at times an Isser Chametz on Pesach Sheni when? While you're eating the Karban Pesach. If in fact somebody was Tamei, or somebody was far away and they couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, then while they're eating the Kezayis of Pesach Sheni, Rashi seems to be saying there's an Isser Chametz to eat. The rest of the day, breakfast you could eat Chametz, supper you could eat Chametz, lunch you could eat Chametz. While you're eating the Kezayis of Pesach Sheni, you cannot eat Chametz. Okay? Comes a Menchas Chinuch on this Rashi. The Menchas Chinuch is Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah, and the Menchas Chinuch says, V'hinei davar zeh ha'yapashit atzli tamid. It was always obvious to me. Dezu mitzvahs asei sheyochel kezayis pesach below tesvav be'ir v'yotzi dechayvasei. That there's a mitzvah asei to eat a kezayis of karban pesach sheni the night of the 15th. So they're makriv it today and they eat it the night of the 15th. V'gam yochel matzah or marar, and you eat matzah marar oy bebasachas oy bezachar zeh. Either eat it at the same time or eat it one after another. Ayin b'Rambam, but says the Menchas Chinuch, aval iser chametz like a klal. To me, it's obvious, it's pashat, there's no Isser Chametz at all on Pesach Sheni. Dim oichel kezayis Pesach, yotzi dechavosoi. If you eat a kezayis of the Karban Pesach, you're yotzi. Vim yesh oid harbe mea Pesach, shetzarch lecha shalei noisar. What if, you know, this lamb that you have is 50 kezayisim. Now, you don't want it to become noisar. So, you eat the first kezayis, vim mekayim, in the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Fine. And then you continue to eat it so it's not noisar. Could I eat it with Chametz? Avada. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Avada, you could bevada imotu lecha al Pesach ha'ma chametz.
It's not like he couldn't, he was allowed, the first one, he was coming. He still had to abide by the laws of Chametz, right?
On Pesach Rishon.
Yeah.
But now on Pesach Sheni.
It's only a
So that's what he says, Pasha, that the first kezayis you're yotze the mitzvah with. Every additional kezayis you eat so that you don't have anything left over. And then you eat matzah, and then you have maror. Or you eat the matzah and the marah before. In other words, if you wanted to know what's the seder hayoim of Pesach Sheni, you eat the first kezayis for the mitzvah. Then you could eat many kezayisim. Then you could eat many kezayisim with chametz or without chametz. And then you eat matzah and marah, like the Rambam says. The hamitzvah saseh alav lechol pesach u'matzah and marah kol echad kezayis v'yotzi dechavasai. The ha-pesach atzmai and the karm pesach itself oisoi ha-kezayis she-yotzi, the kezayis that you're yotzi with, you could eat that kezayis with chametz as well. Not only the additional kezayis that you're eating to avoid noisar, but even the actual kezayis that you're being yotze the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni with, you could eat with chametz. The only thing is, you can't. Why? Because there's a concept, reshus is mevatel mitzvah. An achila of reshus is mevatel mitzvah. But the truth is that has nothing to do with chametz. You also can't chew bubble gum while you're eating the first kezayis that you yotze in the mitzvah. You also can't eat a pineapple while you're eating the kezayis of Pesach. Nothing to do with the isra of chametz. But while you're eating the first kezayis of Pesach Sheni, you have to be careful not to eat any discretionary eating at that time, because there's a concept, reshus is mevatel mitzvah. Avam yotze chayvasa kvar, but if for whatever reason I already ate my kezayis of the Karban Pesach, oy rotze lotze sidei chayvasa b'kezayis achroin, or I don't want to be yotze yet, I'm going to be yotze with the last kezayis, I could eat chametz with the achila of the Karban Pesach. That's what Menchas Chinuch says, I always assumed. Ki loy matzinu b'shom makoyim iser chametz b'pesach sheni. There's no iser chametz, Pesach Sheni. Look in the psukim. Does it say you're not to eat chametz anywhere? Look at all those psukim we just read. Does it say anywhere you're not to eat chametz? No. There's just an inyan to eat a kezayis of Pesach. Right? There's just an inyan. So, I can't, while I'm eating the extra kezayisim to avoid noisar, I could eat chametz. And even while I'm eating the kezayis of yotze the mitzvah, I could have eaten chametz if not for the fact that reshus is mevatel mitzvah. But that kezayis, I can't eat anything while I'm eating the kezayis of Pesach. Yichab?
I just want to understand something. What mitzvah was he lacking in Pesach?
Achilas Karban Pesach.
So shouldn't that be the only tashlum in here? Why was he eating matzah at all?
Because the Torah says by Pesach Sheni, by Pesach Rishon has to be amatzah samroim yochluhu. Chilek of the Karban Pesach is eating it with matzah marar. Chilek of the Pesach Sheni is also achilas matzah marar. Can you eat chametz with it? So he says, avada, the extra kezayisim of Pesach that you're eating just to avoid noisar, you could. And even the kezayis itself that you're being yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach with, you would have been able to if not for the fact that Rishus is mevatel mitzvah. However, it says in Menachas Chinuch, this was pasha to me until I saw Rashi. Why? V'ra'isi b'Rashi pirush v'zeleshaynai. The Rashi we just learned. Pesach sheni chametz umatza imoy bebayis. It's not a yomtiv. Ve'ein iser chametz ela imoy ba'achilasai. The iser chametz is only with him while he's eating it. Mevuar de'asur lechol chametz on Pesach sheni. From Rashi we see, says in Menachas Chinuch, you're not allowed to eat chametz with Pesach sheni. Right? Is that clear from Rashi? Rashi says ve'ein iser chametz ela imoy ba'achilasai. V'hu etzli davar chadash ma'ay. This is a very big chiddush. V'lo yadati meheichan yasar abenuzai. I have no idea where Rashi got it from. Where did Rashi get that there's an Isser Chametz while I'm eating the Pesach? What's your name, young man? Sit in the chair, okay? Put your hands in front of you. And you listen very carefully, okay? Thank you. So where did Rashi get this from? You know who Rashi is? Most Jews today are related to Rashi. Sometimes you'll hear, you go to yeshiva, I'm related to Rashi. I'm related to Rashi. I used to think I'm special. Turns out 80% of Klal Yisrael is related to Rashi. Because in times of Rashi, you know how many Jews there were in times of Rashi? Ashkenazic Jews? There were 10,000 Yidden in the world. Rashi was one of the only survivors of the Crusades. So today, 80% of Klal Yisrael comes from Rashi.
Ashkenazic Klal Yisrael.
80%. Anyway. No extra charge on it. Okay, so the Menachas Chinuch wants to know, where did we get it from? V'afilu im ne'amar dekavanas Rashi ba'oseh zashiyos. Maybe what Rashi means is, you're now to eat chametz while you're eating the kezayis that you're yotzei the mitzvah with. He says, still, that doesn't make anything better. Why would it be usher to eat chametz then? It's not usher to eat chametz then. It's just reshus is mevatel mitzvah. So if you did, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah, but it would be, you couldn't eat cream cheese while you're eating. You couldn't eat egg salad while you're eating the kezayis that you're yotzei with, because reshus is mevatel mitzvah. That's the Minchas Chinuch's question on Rashi. He says, Dover zeh tamua etzli ma'oid, v'lai ra'isim l'mefarshim she'agishu b'zeh. Nobody commented on this. V'zeh kama shanim she'kasavti zeh ala gilyon b'chumash li. I wrote this already many years ago on my chumash. You see this? The Minchas Chinuch, when he had his own chumash and he had a question on Rashi, he wrote on the side of the page, I don't understand this. So if you learn something you don't understand it, write on the side of your page, I don't understand. Then you could say, many years ago I already was bothered by this. When I was a young man sitting in shir, for many years ago I didn't understand this. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'tzorach iyun gadol on Rashi. Where did Rashi get it from that there's an iser chametz imay ba'achilasai? The extra kezesim, it's vaday mutter. The kezayis atzmai, it's only that reshus is mevatel mitzvah. But there's no iser chametz. That's the kash of the Menachas Chinuch. Comes Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma. He doesn't quote the Menachas Chinuch. And he says, I put it in the wrong place. The Menachas Chinuch says it's pashut, there's an iser to eat chametz. Where does it come from? It comes from... Sorry, where is it? The pasuk al matzos umroyrim yechluhu. You have to eat the Karm Pesach with matzah and marah. Says the Meshech Chachma, Perush, Sheyoichlu oisei rak im matzah, loy im chametz, v'have a lav haba meklal asei. It's a lav. It's a lav to eat with chametz. Where does it say not to eat with chametz? It says matzah. Matzah means not chametz. There are two kinds of lavim. Some lavim are don't eat chametz. So other lavim are lav haba meklal asei. If it says eat it with matzah, from there we can infer you can't eat it with chametz. Says the Menachas Chinuch, I didn't make this up. It's Mavur and Rashi. Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, Ve'ein Isser Chametz, Ella Ba'achilasai. It's only Asr Eid Chametz while you're eating it. How does Rashi know you're not allowed to eat Chametz while you're eating it? The answer is, it says, Al Matzah is eating with Matzah and not Chametz. So So the Minchas Chinuch, excuse me, Meshach Chachma is answering Minchas Chinuch's question. Minchas Chinuch says, my whole life I never understood where did Rashi get it from that there's an Isser Chametz Imai Ba'achi Lasai? Minchas Chinuch says he got it from a Pasuk in the Chumash. Which Pasuk? Al-Matzah. Matzah means not Chametz. Right? Let's say when it comes to, I'll give you an example, burning Chametz. There's a mitzvah assay of Tashbisu. So if you own Chametz, aside from violating you're also violating the assay of Tashbisu. So too, if you eat Chametz with Pesach Sheni, you're mevatel the assay of Al-Matzah Sumram Yechluhu. The Menchas Chinuch would say, no. Al-Matzah Sumram Yechluhu just means that when you eat a kezayis of Karan Pesach, you have to also to make sure to eat matzah and also make sure to eat marar. But it's not saying an iser to eat chametz. The word matzah does not mean aser to eat chametz. Meshach Chacham would say, no, the word matzah means aser to eat chametz. So far, so good. So you have the Minchas Chinuch's question, where did Rashi get it from? You have the Meshach Chacham's potential answer. When I saw this last night, I almost flipped. Rav Shach says, "B'mechilas kvoy toirasam harama." They misread Rashi. It's Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri in the 5th edition. When I went to Eretz Yisrael, so I visited a very chashur Rav, Rabbi Chiel Michal Stern. He's the Rav of Ezra's Torah. He wrote over 100 svarim. He's considered the biggest baki today in Hilchos Dalet Minim. He wrote, you know, the big colored Dalet Minim book? That's one of the svarim that he wrote. One of the hundreds. His father was a Mashgiach in Kamenetz, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern. He was like a grandson-in-law of the All for the Boss. Okay. So he brings down the Minchas Chinuch's question. And he said, he quotes Rav Shach. It says Rav Shach, I don't understand. Everybody misread Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. They forgot to put in a comma. It says Rav Shach, Pesach Sheni, Matzah v'chametz imay babayis. V'ein Shem Yomtev. It's not a Shem Yomtev. V'ein Isser Chametz. There's no Isser of Chametz. Ever rather, imay b'achilasai. It could be with him while he's eating it. While he's eating it, he could eat Chametz. They forgot to put in a comma.
It's an Oxford comma.
The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch did not read Rashi correctly, says Rav Shach. You have to know how to read the Rashi.
So who can make that alteration?
Here, says Rav Shach, the Minchas Chinuch has a question. He said, my whole life, I assumed it's Pashut. You're allowed to eat chametz while you eat the Karm Pesach Sheni. Because it doesn't say anywhere you're not. And I couldn't believe it. I saw Rashi that you can't. Says Rav Shach, which Rashi? I'm not familiar with that Rashi.
What about the Meshach
Chachmas? Again, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't hold on the Meshach Chachmas Diyak either. You have to eat matzah with it, but matzah doesn't mean not chametz.
Meshach Chachma seemed to be bothered with this kasha.
Meshach Chachma also, that's what he's saying. Meshach Chachma also didn't read Rashi correctly, says Rav Shach. There's no halacha that Rav Shach can't argue with the Minchas Chinuch and the Meshach Chachma. I'm just saying, says Rav Shach, you read Rashi like this. Ve'ein shem yamtuf, ve'ein iser chametz, period. Rather, Elohimai ba'achil asai. It could be with him while he's eating it. Wild, right?
Why would Rashi tell us that?
Because you would have thought, I'll tell you why. Because from the Mishnah Psachim, it's mashma, not like what Rashi's saying. Listen to this. Rasu is asking a good question. Why would Rashi tell this? Because had it just been from the Mishnah Psachim that Rashi's quoting, matzav chametz imoy babayis. Matzah and chametz with him in the house. That's mashma in the house, but not ba'achila. So Rashi has to say a bigger chiddush, not only ba'bayis, but even imay ba'achilasai.
But why wouldn't he use the word afilu? Why would he say ella, which is ambiguous?
Oh, very good. Good ha'ara. That's how Rav Shach reads Rashi. It's amazing machlokes. I never knew this. I thought Rashi was, you see, I knew this Rashi, but I thought Rashi was pashut. I thought it was obvious. You can't eat chametz while you're eating Pesach Sheni. So I didn't realize Minchas Chinuch takes it as a davar pashut that the first glance should be mutter to eat chametz. Why should be aser? And I never had a havamin. I never would have thought to read Rashi that way. Elo imay b'achilas means you could eat it with it. Here's the problem. This is a Masechta Sukkah shir, right? So it all comes back to Masechta Sukkah.
Rashi holds even on the first gezeirah.
Yeah. Yeah, I, Rishus is Mavato Mitzvah, there are Achrayim that say it's not true. Okay, the problem is, and this Rabbi Chiel Michal Stern asks, on Rav Shach that can't be Pshat and Rashi. Because Rashi in Masechta Sukkah on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi says, Beferish, not like this. Rashi says, I have to find it. Ready? Rashi says, Upanisa baboiker, what do you do at the next morning after you brought the Pesach Sheni? Says Rashi, Pesach Sheni einoy aser b'chametz, ela shata and matzah, lemitzvah. Pesach Sheni, there's no Isra of Chametz. You only need to eat matzah for the mitzvah, and then you could eat Chametz immediately. What is that, Mashma? Immediately after, but while you're eating the Karim, while you're eating the Kezayis, you can't. What? Now, does that implies you can eat chametz while you're eating the kezayis? So one pshat could be, maybe Rav Shach would say, that's certainly a question on Rav Shach, because Rav Shach reads Rashi, imoy ba'achila, so while you're eating it, you can eat chametz. So maybe Rav Shach would say, well, you do have to let one kezayis go without it, otherwise Rishus is mevatel mitzvah. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi's saying, imoy ba'achilosoi, while you're eating the Karm Pesach, you can eat chametz. Taka, you have to let one kezayis go without chametz, otherwise Rishus is mevatel mitzvah. And that's what this Rashi is saying, va'oichal chametz miyad.
Why would you even mention the second kezayis? Who cares about the second kezayis? It's irrelevant.
You're going to want to eat it so that there's no noisar. And the chiddush is, there's no isar to eat it while you're eating Karban Pesach. You may have thought there's an Isser to eat it while you're eating Karban Pesach.
It's like the first Karban Pesach.
Meaning the first reading of Rashi is, Ein Isser Chametz, Ela Imay Bachilosh. So Kol Zman, you're eating the Karban Pesach Sheni, you're not eating Chametz. So if you came here today just to learn, there are two ways of reading this Rashi. The Menchas Chinuch reads Rashi, Ein Isser Chametz, there's no Isser of Chametz. But Ella, when is there an Isra of Chametz? Imoy b'achilosei, while you're eating the Karm Pesach, there is an Isra of Chametz. That's how the Menchas Chinuch and the Meshul Chachma reads Rashi. And Rav Shach reads Rashi, V'ein Isra Chametz. There is no Isra Chametz, but rather Ella, imoy b'achilosei, you could eat Chametz while you're eating the Karm Pesach Sheni. It's an incredible machlokes achronim, how to read Rashi. So we'll end this segment with this. I found last night in Carlin Stolen produces a Torah journal called Beis Aaron v'Yisrael. So you bring down over here that when Rav Shach came out with this chiddush, everybody asked on him from Rashi and Sukkah, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that Rashi says, Oichal Chametz Miyad, but that implies you can't eat chametz while you're eating the Karban Pesach. So over here they bring down that there's a Talmid Chacham in Yerushalayim, Zev Freund, who says it's not a stira? He wants the faren for Rav Shach from the Rashi and Sukkah. And that is what? That when Rav Shach says there's no Isra of Chametz when you're eating the Karm Pesach Sheni, Ein Shum Isra Shia HaChametz V'Sheyochel HaChametz B'Pesach Sheni V'Shapra Yochel HaChametz Liyos B'Beisoy Imoy Ba'Achilosoy. So this is like a chap in what Rav Shach means. Ready? This is very gishmak. So far, how many ways we have to read Rashi? Two ways to read Rashi. Either there's only an Isser Chametz while he's eating the Karm Pesach. That's how the Menchas Chinuch. V'ein Isser Chametz, Rav Shach says. There's no Isser Chametz. Elohimai b'achilasa. You could be with him while he's eating it. That's not how Rav Shach is reading Rashi. Listen to this. There's a third way to read Rashi. It could be with him in his house while he's eating it. Rav Shach never meant you could eat Chametz while you're eating the Karm Pesach. You read like this, V'ein Isser Chametz, there's no Isser of Chametz. Elo imoy b'achilosei, it could be on the table while you're eating the Karm Pesach. But it doesn't mean you could eat it while you're eating Karm Pesach.
What is Rashi adding?
Awesome.
What is he bavarni?
That's the beginning of Rashi.
mean, it's more pasha to reading that imoy ba'achilas, you could eat it while you're doing it. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which one of these ways of reading Rashi is correct? So Reb Chaim said like this, it's mavur, remember Asruli asked that, what's Rashi adding? So he said, Rashi's adding because the Mishnah only says it could be babayis. So Rashi is adding ba'achilasai. So Reb Shach says, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, gufa, the fact that Rashi is adding on to what the Mishnah says, according to Reb Shach, is mashma that not like Reb Shach. Because if taka, you'd be allowed to eat it while you're eating the Pesach Sheni, then why would the Mishnah only say imoy babayis? The Mishnah should have said the bigger chiddush, imoy ba'achilasai. The fact, they asked the Reb Shach, they quote him the Rashi, im ha'kavana asur, in other words, what's Pshan Rashi? Im kavanasa shi imoy ba'achilasai asur, or kavanasa lhepoch shi imoy ba'achilasai mutter. And if the taka is asur, how do we know it's asur? Like the Minchas Chinuch question, how do we know it's asur? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, you know how we know it's asur? You know what the answer to Minchas Chinuch question is? You know how Rashi knows it's asur? Because the Mishnah says, Pesach Sheni, chametz imay babayis. And if you would be allowed to eat chametz while you're eating Pesach Sheni, it should have said, imay ba'achilasai. The fact that the Mishnah only says, imay babayis, seems to indicate that ba'achilasai would be asur. Okay, Rabbi, so this is the for the lumdus on very geshmak, a few ways of reading this Rashi, Menchas Chinuch and Mesha Chachma versus Reb Shach. So we should be zoicha, the Beis Hamikdash should come, and we'll bring Makriv Karim Pesach Sheni. I guess we don't have too much time, but we'll ask Eliyahu Hanavi, do we follow the Menchas Chinuch or do we follow Reb Shach? I guess it depends, you know. So, or Reb Freund from Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll hold this part over here. I want to tell you another.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.